This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The ranks of people without health coverage may soon include thousands of additional people in the state of Tennessee. The governor there is cutting more than 300,000 people from a state program for the poor and uninsured. Jacqueline Fellows of member station WPLN begins our health report this morning.
TennCare is what 1.3 million Tennesseans have relied on for health insurance. For 10 years, it's covered not only the poor, but also the uninsured and uninsurable. Now, Democratic Governor Phil Bredesen is making the most significant change in the program's history with his announcement yesterday that 323,000 people will be dropped from the program.
This is not the approach I envisioned, but given where we are, given the constraints, both legal and financial, under which we're operating, this is the best and the most responsible approach. And to the enrollees, I am deeply sorry, but I want you to know that I have done my best and am totally committed to continuing to fight for you and for the TennCare program in the months and the years ahead.
Only adults will be dropped from TennCare. Coverage for the program's 612,000 children remains intact. The governor's action isn't completely unexpected. He's been threatening to dissolve TennCare entirely for months because of its rising cost to the state. Lawsuits, prescription drugs, and medical inflation have cost TennCare to consume one out of every three state dollars. A report issued last year showed that, left unchanged, TennCare would consume nearly every new state dollar by 2008. TennCare patients like Shannon Seals are shocked. She's been waiting for months to find out what kind of coverage she'll have. With the governor's announcement, Seals found out she won't have any.
I have no idea what we're going to do, and it's disheartening. That's just the perfect word for it. It's crushing, and it's very scary.
Shannon Seals has type 1 diabetes. It means she is uninsurable, and her husband is self-employed, so company insurance isn't an option. Seals says she doesn't blame the governor, but she is at a loss about how to afford the strips that she uses daily to test her blood sugar.
Somebody might say, well, you just won't buy your test strips. It is not that way. It truly could become life and death if my blood sugar drops low enough and I'm not aware of it. It is. It's too dangerous, especially with three children at home. It's just too dangerous for me not to have them.
TennCare patients won't be dropped from the program overnight, though the first phase of the transition into a leaner health care program will start this spring. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Fellows in Nashville.